Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes with Eastern Wyoming College, and excited to be back with you with another week of Lancer Live. And we're going to start off our program today with a name that's very familiar in this community, and that's our admissions coordinator. I'm not sure that's what everybody knows him for, even though he's highly recognizable in our schools and that. The part I really want to give some credit for is this golf coach. It's our golf coach here, and that's Zach Smith. And Zach, welcome to the program today.
Hey, thank you.
And we're going to start off talking about, when you're a coach in a college, these are fairly high-profile things. And, you know, Zach, Coach Smith has been very successful with our men's golf program here, and it's very exciting to have that type of tradition developed in our college. But we're going to get to the coaching in a minute, because Zach also plays an extremely critical role, and it may not be as fun or exciting as coaching, but he also serves as our admissions coordinator. He oversees the onboarding of all the students that join our college. And Zach, just for a second, could you talk just a little bit about that role? Just maybe a one-minute overview.
Yeah, so I love it as well. It is kind of exciting. I always talk with Gail, the other admissions rep, about, you know, this time of year we're doing a lot of high school visits, and I love walking into high school, meeting the counselor, meeting with students, and it's kind of like coaching. You go in and you want to do your best and talk to as many people and hopefully walk out with a great experience. So I do love that part of the job too. Balancing both of them at times can be a challenge, but I certainly love it. Last week we had a big on-campus event called Lancer Look on Monday. We had about 56 students signed up, and I think we had 37 show. We always have some students that come up. I know one girl texted me and she'd broken her leg, and just things come up, and some different stuff. But had a great event. We toured campus. We sat in on classes. We talked with financial aid, housing, just gave kind of a full run of the campus. And I think a lot of students and their families left happy.
So when you work in admissions, it's not just though a Lancer Look. And so last Monday you had a great event with students and parents on campus. But as you're saying, there's a bigger approach to this. It's really a year-round role.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, so I've been at the college for 15 years, and I've had for tons of years people ask me what I do in the summer, and I laugh and say, hey, we still go. We're getting ready for the next year. We're also, during the summer, we're actually signing up all of the students for this coming fall. It is a year-round process, and I was just thinking on the way over here that Gail and I, the other admissions rep, we need to start really planning hard for our registration days that will be coming up in May, June, and July. 'Tis the season for that. Kind of shore up some towards the end of our recruiting cycle, and just the last few hard pushes within admissions, but then working with faculty to try to snag as many students as possible.
Absolutely. So, as our director of admissions, and Zach wears a few more hats than even the golf and the director of admissions. It just comes with the job. There are things that show up that you have to take care of. And when you're in charge of admitting every single student to a college, there's a lot of processes, a lot of procedures. And it takes a team of people to pull that off. And you talked about Gail, who works heavily doing a lot of recruiting for the college. The two of you canvass not only the state of Wyoming, but it's outside the state. Could you talk about that Western presence that your office serves representing our college?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had that event on Monday a week ago today, and then I went to Colorado the next 3 days. Gail has been in Wyoming extensively, and then next week she's going to be in Wyoming towards the northwest area to kind of finish out. Just that way we'll have hit pretty much the entire state of Wyoming. I've spent 2 different weeks doing high school visits in Nebraska. I need to do a quick run to South Dakota. But yeah, we really concentrate on Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, and South Dakota in terms of high school visits and some of our publications. And then, but we get people from all over. We've had, last week it was fun. Coach Peterson with the rodeo team, he had 4 young guys, Friday. from Canada that came down. They were on their way to a bronc riding school, and so we showed them around. We've had people from Maine, you know, our student senate president's from Oregon, so you know, we do work with students from all over the country. But yeah, those four states, we are heavily in high schools, and we're just a two person team, but we try to scour on as far and wide as we can, while balancing our on-campus duties.
Absolutely. And of course, there are some programs that tend to have, because they're regional programs, and in some cases, programs like cosmetology and veterinary technology, not every college has that program, right? So at the end of it, that tends to be a regional draw, if not a national draw in some cases. And then, of course, the rodeo program and athletic events are another area that helps draw not only local talent, but people from around our region and around the country. And as we talk about that, let's move on to the men's golf program. And, you know, how many years have you coached the men's golf program now?
I think 10. Yeah, I think this is year 10.
So year 10. And, you know, Zach, I really appreciated getting to know you in the first few months, because I know you're a very competitive person. And those are qualities in athletics that are pretty critical. And but you've been able to really work with some amazing students, recruit some students to this region here seeking. You know, and these are student athletes, students first, but they're also very competitive on the course. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, I've been blessed, and just the relationships. I mean, I'm getting a Snapchat from a kid that is now at Lewis and Clark, Oscar from last year. He's from Sweden. He snapped me this morning. You know, we have just the relationships that, you know, we've been able to build as a, you know, a family, as our team. It's been awesome. I love coaching. You know, I was telling you guys before the air, or before we got on, I was coaching some 7th grade girls basketball. I had to fill in, and just, it's funny. I was talking with my wife and my daughter about it. Like, I love it, building those relationships and help building some confidence, hopefully. And because golf is one of those big things where you can lose it quickly. So just working with students and not only from the region, all over the world. And I love it. So I'm getting excited for the upcoming season.
Outstanding. And one of the things I'd like to you know, just sharing, and can you just share a little bit about a new opportunity we're creating at the college? And I know you've been working closely with the athletic director and the administration. The board has now approved this, and now we've officially hired you as our new, and I want you to fill in the blank.
Yeah, so we're adding women's golf. So it's been a long time coming. We've talked about it for a long time, and so I'm excited. I've got a tall order ahead, just because we're coming in terms of the recruiting cycle a little bit behind. But I've started the process of reaching out to some folks. I had my first phone call. She was a junior, so, you know, she's a year out. But that was fun. It's different, you know, and so just the conversations. But she was really excited. She comes from a school in Utah where one of my current guys is from, so that's, you know, she has a little bit of familiarity there. But I can't wait. I think we can be very competitive in the region, and I've always thought that. And you know, we've got to start somewhere. We'll kind of see where we can get this first year and just start building and creating something special, hopefully.
Absolutely. And of course, that is definitely will be the theme of that building phase, because, again, you know, you're 6 months behind in recruiting as we roll out a new process here at the college. We're at a point with the college where we want to figure out ways that we can bring, again, additional talent into our organization, people seeking that, you know, opportunity for an education, but a chance to potentially compete. And this fall, you've set a goal to recruit, I think, five.
Yeah.
Yep. Five new teams, you know, five new students into this particular program. And we're equally excited about that. Now, I know you were sharing just before we got on the air that you've taken on some additional coaching roles here in our local community. Can you, it's not just golf in this case. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, just that my daughter is a seventh grader over in Gearing, and her normal basketball coach is out of town. She's a big North Carolina Tar Heels fan, so I think they had surprised her and she was going to North Carolina to watch one of those games. which I'm not necessarily a Tar Heel fan, and one of the main plays we run is called North Carolina. So I had to yell that out a lot this weekend, but we played over in Bridgeport, and it's fun for me. It's just kind of ironic. They asked, you know, hey, can I help fill in? And but, you know, as I start this new endeavor with coaching a girls' golf team and coach the 7th grade girls' basketball team, and we had a lot of fun. We played 3 games, won all of them, and won the championship, so that was pretty fun.
Well, that's a great way to end a weekend. Your first route is coaching, so now we don't want to lose you to the high school girls program, yeah. I mean, the middle school girls program, but we really are, Zach, excited about the things you've built here. You know, as we look at this transition, it's going to be difficult. You're still going to have some additional roles, but this is going to change your role at the college, and as a college, we're trying to reevaluate now. How do we handle that director of admissions process? I probably have a feeling you're still going to have a foothold in recruiting and admissions in some role going into the future, but I know you and our executive dean Oftal will be working out what that process is going to look like as you figure out how to onboard a second team that will be successful here at this college, and we're really excited about that. So in a minute, we're going to come back and maybe have another question for Coach Smith here in just a second, but if we could, I'd like to bring on our athletic director, BJ McCollum. And BJ, this girls golf program that we're going to be adding here at the college is one of 3 new options for athletics at our college. And I know we've talked about it a little bit briefly on the program, but we've just received notice, and can you talk about the approval process? Because obviously we don't just add a program without NJCAA approval. So could you talk about that a little bit? And the other 2 programs that we're bringing, you know, that just received approval as well.
Yes, they did. Vice President Quirrell has been working with the NJCAA, setting the application processes. Excuse me. And we've got men's and women's cross country now approved with the NJCAA, as well as esports, and we're really excited about that. We look hopefully to bring in 6 to 8 runners on each cross country team, and hopefully 12 to 15 esports members next year. So that's almost 30 new students.
So as we round out our men's golf with a women's golf, we'll obviously then be looking at men and women's cross country coupled with the esports. And this also does some other things. As we think about as a college, you know, what we offer for men and women on our campus, you know, it actually allows us to level that playing field, that we're offering that equal opportunity. And we're excited because we think these are growth areas for the college. These are ways to bring students in some cases, especially in cross country, might have a very in the esports, very strong draws of local students.
Yes, that's, you know, we hope to. We hope to have a local student presence on the teams. We want to see them succeed and get the opportunities, as well as being, you know, competitive. But you know, it was really exciting to hear that Zach is undefeated on the women's side. We're looking for a big jump in women's golf now that he's undefeated, so it's going to be great.
It will be. Well, it'll be exciting because it takes that competitive nature to want to go recruit students. And, I mean, these are big investments even for the students that choose a college. We're investing in the student, but they also invest in us. And so, Coach, as an athletic director, what do you see over? So we have a couple of positions, more positions that we have. Processes are underway. We're probably close to identifying some successful candidates. And we'll come back on another program and maybe introduce those coaches once those are finalized. But again, with about an 8-9 month window, I guess we're a little less than that, about a 7 month window of, again, initiating some teams that can start in fall of 2024.
Yes. You know, one thing I would say to the community, if you have people that are interested in esports or in cross country, you can start emailing me about those names or calling my office, and I'd be happy to accept the information so I can pass it along to the coach as soon as they're hired.
Absolutely. That's outstanding. And then when you talk esports, just one more quick question on the esports concept. So what is an esport? And this is going to be a question people often ask. I mean, how broad is this, or is there just one or two types of things people do in this esports? Can you talk about that a little bit?
There are a lot of different games. They're video game. It's video game, basically, and there are a lot of different games, and you can play two-man teams, five-man teams. It could be one-on-one, and you can enter teams at different levels. There's a lot to it. The other thing I want to say is if you're in Douglas, you can play from Douglas. You know, if you're somewhere else in the district, you can play from your home if you have the equipment, the computer set up. So this is something that we can offer to a lot of people around the district that don't come here to Torrington.
Absolutely. And it's something that potentially someone in our district, like you're saying, they may not be on our campus, but able to participate. So we could have a student taking dual and concurrent classes, or even someone who's 18 or 19, because I think you said the age limit, and I think in our prior discussions is 16. You'd have to be 16 to play esports.
I believe that's correct, yes. And the interesting thing about it is you can play as a dual student your junior and senior years for us, and then matriculate to Eastern Wyoming and play two more years. So you could play 4 years of esports for us if you're really good at it.
And there are scholarships at universities for people that are interested in this background. And I don't want to pigeonhole, because at the end of it, their students will come in with various interests. But the reality is, you know, as we start to evaluate the idea of a computer science curriculum here, those two things tend to mesh very closely. And I see our missions, you know, Zach's in the corner nodding his head yes, because he's talking to students that, and we do not have that robust computer science curriculum here, but that is something that we are exploring with Vice President Hansen. And as we roll the esports out, these two things can tend to merge together. And Coach Smith, would you mind actually just talking about that a minute? Like, what's been your experience as you talk to students and you've seen what esports can look like?
Yeah, no, it's. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been thinking about that as, you know, we've learned that we're going to start offering this. You know, there's so many opportunities for people in the computer science field, and I hear it time and time again of students wanting to get into it. I've got a family member, my brother-in-law, he's got that background, and I mean, he has a hard time filling positions that he's trying to hire with a computer science background, and they make a truckload of money. You know, I mean, there's so many opportunities. So as the admissions part of me, you know, that's exciting to hear that we're considering it. I think we could fill those programs. I'd be anxious to see what type of relationships we build with industry to, so that you know, that's kind of part of the selling point is, hey, come here, get a computer science degree, possibly be on our esports team. But then this is where we're going to help you get a job. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what we have to talk about is, you know, that's why they're coming here, is to get into a career, transfer, and then get into career. But that's awesome. I'm excited that we can go down that road. I think it's a field that we could absolutely excel in.
You know, it's a different type of student that potentially, to our AD McCollum, that we could draw in here. And so my brother was a Marine, and he still plays Call of Duty with many of his friends. And, you know, some people may not be a big fan of video games, others are. But I will tell you, you know, for those in the military, it's almost a band of brothers, and their brothers. You know, and I have four brothers, but my brother, who's a Marine, his probably deeper, closest relationships are with the team of people that he served overseas with.
I think, excuse me, I think it would be great to get some veterans involved on our esports teams. Serving the military is something we do at Eastern Wyoming, and that would be great.
So as we take a look, there's a lot of opportunity for us, you know, to think about what these opportunities can be for others, and way to create those opportunities right in our own backyard, providing relationship building. And so we see nothing when EWC, one of our strengths, and we do a survey, and I was just talking with VP Hansen about this last night. We do the SESE survey, and the SESE actually evaluates this. And I don't want to tell you what the acronym is. It's a long acronym, but it asks us, how do we do serving our students? And this college, our students in that survey really identify a great strength are the people of this organization that serve, the staff, the faculty. They have a very close connection with those in, with all the people at our college, and that is really should be one of our goals of what we're trying to achieve here.
Yes, I think bringing all these extra athletes in, culturally, it makes the college stronger. You know, we get diversity. We bring people in from around the region, maybe around the nation, and possibly around the world. So it makes the college a vibrant and really interesting place.
Well, and, you know, BJ, one of the things I'm excited about, and Coach Smith, as you guys take a look at all the options, we do a great job here recruiting local students. We receive students that are from outside of Wyoming. We have an international base. We don't see those things going away. We continue to double down, and anything we can do to help serve our local community and our local student population. And for us, we need those other populations to help actually make sure we can deliver a viable service. And so I really want to thank you both for the coming on to this program today. If I could, I'd like to end up with Coach Smith on just one final thing. Is you look to your golf season that's quickly approaching, could you give us some highlights for the men's golf that's about ready to kick off?
Yeah, so we're actually headed down to Windsor, Colorado here March 17th, and then we'll play on the 18th and 19th. We're going to play in an NAIA tournament hosted by Hastings College. We actually went to their home tournament this last fall, and then they got we're going to play at a course called Rain Dance. It's a really new course, but it's a rapidly growing, like, super high rank course, so the guys are excited. It's always great to go play a challenging course. Then we're going to, later that week, we're actually going to play in our region down in Lamar and La Junta, then keep cruising. We actually have a district tournament this year. They kind of changed some things up in our region / district, and so we're going to have a district tournament kind of late April in Pueblo, Colorado at CSU Pueblo's home course, and so we're excited about that. I think we're going to get down there once and be able to see the course, play a little bit, and get a feel, because it's going to be kind of winner takes all. In the past, we used to do a point system in our region, which is kind of a long story, but at the end of the day, this is a winner takes all. We've done well so far. We've won 5 out of the 6 region tournaments, but that was in the fall, and none of that matters anymore. So
nope, it's a clean slate.
It is. So we're excited, and we're gonna the guys can't wait. This weather's been insane. We're actually gonna head out to the course today and help the golf course fill some divots, but we're all really excited, and we're gonna get a little bit of weather tomorrow that's not great, but then right away it's turning back to being pretty awesome, and can't wait to get out there with the guys.
Well, we're really, really excited for your team. Proud of the performance they've had this past fall, and we wish them all the best, Coach, as you get ready to tackle this spring, and again, as you get ready to tackle that recruiting aspect for the women's golf. We're just excited to have that roll out here, and we're confident in the coming years you're going to build another outstanding program here for the college.
Awesome. No, thank you. I can't wait for it.
And then, BJ, if we could just ask one more quick question of you. I know we have a men's basketball season and women's basketball season that's about ready to wrap up, and these young men and women have played hard on our campus, and I know one of them has an opportunity to some postseason. If we could you share a little bit about what's coming?
Yeah, our women's basketball team right now is 14-13 overall, but they're 8-2 in the conference, and that'll get them a 2 seed in the region tournament upcoming, which could lead to 2 home games potentially, and we'd really love to have the community come out and support the ladies. This weekend we play Casper Friday night at 5:30 on the women's side. They're at 9-1 in the league. We're at 8-2, so that will be a huge game. So that should be a lot of fun to watch, and would be a great crowd to help them.
Absolutely, and then that starts at
5:30, and the men are at 7:30. Then on Saturday, it's 2-4 for sophomore day. So
outstanding. So that would be great if we could. I would really love if you could come join us on Friday and Saturday to come support our men and women's basketball programs. You know, these young athletes are an important part of our campus. They're here, you know, not only gaining their education, but they serve and they do many good things not only at the college, but in our community. And with that, we're going to end this week of Lancer Live. And again, Coach, we wish you the best in your upcoming approach. And with that, you guys have a great week.